online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Ollie Cole.
Tony Blair's started a campaign to try to persuade people who voted leave in the EU referendum to change their minds.
The people voted without knowledge of the terms of Brexit. As these terms become clear, it is their right to change their mind. Our mission is to persuade them to do so.
In a speech in London, the former Prime Minister said he respects the will of the people, but voters at the time had no details of the deal they were being offered. Leave campaigner Ian Duncan-Smith says Mr Blair's being arrogant and undemocratic, and UKIP's Nigel Farage, who previously ran for election in South Thanet, thinks the whole speech was irrelevant.
Tony, the war is over. It's finished. You know, we voted for Brexit. The rest of Europe is moving in the same direction too. I think it's really quite a sad spectacle to see whether you liked him or not. A great Prime Minister re-enter the political fray on what is clearly a losing ticket.
KMFM News.
One of the men who's in prison for his part in a Hatton Garden raid has admitted previously burgling a jeweller's. Daniel Jones tried to break into a safe containing millions of pounds worth of jewellery in 2010. A teenager's been arrested by officers investigating a double stabbing in Gravesend. The 16-year-old from Erith is the second to be arrested in connection with the incidents, which happened on St Albans Close on the 5th of December last year. It left both a man in his 40s and a woman in her 30s with serious injuries. A 33-year-old man from Gravesend remains on bail as police carry out further inquiries. A man's appeared in court in connection with the M20 bridge collapse in the summer. Joe's got the latest.
Well, the bridge was clipped by a digger being transported on a lorry near Rootham in August. One man was seriously injured and it caused massive disruption for people travelling over the bank holiday. 63-year-old Alan Austin from Darlington appeared at Maidstone Magistrates this morning. He was charged with dangerous driving, causing serious injury by dangerous driving, and 3 counts of criminal damage. The case has been transferred to Crown Court, where he's expected to appear later this year.
There's been a break-in at a high street store in Dartford. Police were called to a burglary at Boots just after 3:30 this morning. Business has now returned to normal, but police are continuing to investigate. US President Donald Trump's choice for national security advisor has turned down the job offer. Former Navy SEAL Robert Harwood was widely tipped for the post after Mr. Trump fired Michael Flynn earlier this week. It's been claimed government plans to overhaul the NHS could cost health services in Kent and Medway £75 million. The British Medical Association say the reality of what's needed to improve care for patients are unachievable and could actually close down some hospitals if they don't receive capital funding. The accusations have been rejected by the government and NHS England, though. More at kentonline.co.uk. Police are investigating after 5 cars were broken into in Herne Bay in the space of a night. The vehicles were targeted overnight on Tuesday. Officers want to hear from anyone who noticed anyone acting suspiciously. Retail sales took a hit in January. They were down by 0.3% month on month, according to the Office for National Statistics. Rises in food and fuel prices are thought to be behind the fall. However, there was an increase of 1.5% compared to January 2016. And Justin Bieber has been accused of headbutting a man and fighting 2 bartenders. The pop star is being investigated by police in LA following the reports from the early hours of Saturday morning.
KMFM. Sport.
After 2 draws at home, Gillingham will be hoping for a victory as they travel to Coventry this weekend. Here's Josh with the latest football.
Yes, that's right. The Gills are now just 4 points off the League One relegation zone after 9 games without a win. The home side sit bottom of the table. Head coach Adrian Pennock has told KMFM it's going to be back to basics tomorrow.
It could be one of those games where if we can't find space, and we might have to win those battles first, more importantly, and do the basics. You've got to do the basics on Saturday, I think that's what it is. And if you do the basics properly, then the ability should come through and in good areas, get the ball down and play some decent football.
Meanwhile, Arsenal's manager Arsene Wenger says he'll make a decision on his future in March or April. He's come under increasing pressure since Wednesday's 5-1 Champions League defeat at Bayern Munich. Domestically, Arsenal haven't won the top flight for 13 years now. He's been at the club since 1996 and says he'll do what he thinks is right.
The rest is judgment and judgment. I'm in a public job and I have to accept that.
Did you say to anyone this week that you will decide your future in March or April?
Yes.
Will it be March or April?
If I said March or April, it is because I didn't know.
He also added that he's got no plans to retire and will be managing next season, whether it's at Arsenal or elsewhere.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.